ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साधुजातं सहगणा रघुनाथानुतां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखानुतांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धौ दीनबन्धौ जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्तमनुस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण वी आर वेरी लिटिल इनसिग्निफिकेंट part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. As it says in Bhagavad Gita and explains about His absoluteness over all that be, and mamaivamsu jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. He says that every living entity is primarily spiritual part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, as a soul, not as a body. The soul has its own body, a spiritual body. When Krishna is all attractive, all beautiful, full of six opulences, all the opulences become our attention of attraction, and we try to obtain it because he is the reservoir of all opulences. He expands himself. Those who have distant themselves by Ichha Dvesha Samuttena Dvanda Mohena Bharata Sarvabhutani Sammoham Sarge Yanti Paranta. All the living entities have been fallen into delusion, which is arising by a separate desire to lord it over, and with an element of hate, differentiation, different from Lord's desire. So, due to their own illusion, they have been casted into an opposite prakriti, which is called material nature. And they come and go. Sarge yanti. They come into existence, they stay for some time and they go. But when this illusion is going to go, in lower forms of life, it will not go. most of the lives which are dependent upon eating, sleeping, mating and defending, they cannot think beyond their illusory aspect of temporary life, of filling the belly every day, emptying out every day, and again doing the same thing till they die. They keep on sleeping. They sleep physically, they sleep mentally, they sleep intellectually. They are always under ignorance. It is forceful that we have to undergo through. And we still try to struggle to become free by expressing ourselves that we are independent, our nation is independent. But when we see, we are not independent, we are being forced by the prakriti, the modes. Prakriti ye guna karmani sarvasva. But we cannot understand how prakriti is forcing us, Mother Nature. So instead of trying to know that, we end up knowing only mudhatma kartaram iti manyate. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankaram vimuthatma kartaram iti manyate. Actually, we are forced to do anything and everything by the three modes of material nature that was acquired in the form of bodies. So even though we have beautiful body of eternity, full of knowledge and bliss, we assume in the influence of the three modes of material nature something which is erroneous. And we live a life of this mistake, life after life, in different species of life, because every species is configured by the different combination and permutation of the three modes only. That is Maya. We are forced. Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute. This Mother Nature begets multitude of universes. Traidunya tad vishaya veda vitaya maya. She is acting with the help of three modes of material nature and make every living entity that fell into her clutches dance according to the effect of those modes. And yet, we think we are the doer. If this illusion and the false ego which has been, we will try to keep approach other superior powers than us. But only for the material gain. There is no spiritual gain. So, we are not living a life of reality. Temple is a stepping stone towards entering into the spirituality. Not keeping our material desires flaming and approaching the custodians of material supplies for our maintenance, which are the devatas. They are the angas of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Here is the fire sacrifice pit, Yajna Vedi. We invoke Vishnu in it, the creator, the sustainer, as well as the ultimate destroyer. Why? In front of the devatas who are witnessing our real sacrifice. But yet, we are so busy in the transaction that we are supposed to give the share of our sacrifices first to Vishnu and then offer to the devatas who we are invoking also. That is a system for paying off the obligations. But instead, we enter into another complicated desire of putting more and more wants. Every living entity has been provided because he is the ultimate maintainer. He knows in his creation they need maintenance, so he takes the function of being maintainer. But the distance between the creation and dissolution is a short-lived. And we are eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. How can we be short-lived? Eternity means we are given a chance amongst the natural conscious evolution, not the Darwin evolution. The evolution of consciousness gradually increases, and ultimately human being is the most beneficiary of this evolution. They are higher beings, they are called devatas and asuras also. That is Brahma's 9th and 10th creation. We are number 9th. So we approach the higher beings in order to help us towards what? Liberation, not towards more and more entanglement. We are supposed to be free from the bodily conception of life. The Vedas says when the Virat form in Purusha Sukta, it is explained that all that is spiritual and all that is material, it is created by the Supreme Lord Hari, and that sum total of both spiritual and material is called Brahman. We are part of the Brahman, but we are not Parabrahman, who is the creator. And nobody can create from the scratch. So initially, sa ikshati sa iman asrujata, it is indicated to the Supreme Lord Hari, we call Narayan Vishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Krishna, this is the same tattva. He is the creator. And he is also maintainer, but he is also ultimate destroyer. Everything in his hands. But others help those who are created beings, they help. They are powerful. And through Brahma, this secondary creation has been taking place. In the beginning, the Prakriti was called Pradhan, primordial. Pradhan means primordial. It was lying in a corner of a spiritual sky, like a little cloud. And Mahavishnu glances over it, the reflection of Satchidananda gunas transformed into sattva, rajas and tamas. And they are reflectory gunas of material nature. But we are advised, Om asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityuma amritam gamaya. Says sat, that is sattva, rajas, sattva, then opposite of is asat, asat, tamas and mrityu. These are all three different phases of total ignorance. Mrityu keeps on forgetting everything. Whatever we did in this lifetime, we keep on forgetting. That is the effect of ignorance, mode of ignorance called tamas. Mode of passion or rajas. When we are awake, it makes us hyperactive, keep us busy, but it also creates entanglement. And we can't be free from it because we do not know how to live a life of sattva. In bodily conception of life, these are the three gunas in different combination and permutation make us dance through the aid of Mother Nature. We can't violate her laws, but we want to violate the Supreme Personality of Godhead's law. First of all, ignorance will make you violent. It is levied, it is imposed. It is the one that makes you go to sleep and forget. We can utilize some mode of passion to remain active and make our life more entangled. Right? We do not live a life of even mode of goodness. Because rajas is prevalent, tamas is more prevalent. We have little rajas. So how many people are coming here to develop mode of goodness even? Everybody is not interested. So you can imagine we are confined mostly by mode of ignorance. And in mode of ignorance, we do not know what we are doing right, even in religious principles. That is the dilemma. Dharmasya glani. But Krishna is so kind. He makes himself available in the form of avatar, or he comes once in a day of Brahma to relieve us. If we are of inclination nature towards his services, knowing him, he will be able to reveal himself. But we need to create an inquisitiveness to know him and him alone. The Vedas says, kasmin bhagavo yasmin vigyatam sarvam evam vigyatam bhavanti. Know that Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, by knowing him, everything else will be known. Just like scientists, you know, they want to analyze from scratch and try to find the origin. Even God particle, Higgs boson. That is a nature of forgetfulness. We forgot. So we need to go back to the basics. The Vedas give us the basics. But we have to come out and get graduated. Don't cling on certain basics simply, and that will make you dance more in the effect of the three modes. We have to come out from. And just like the manifestation of the Supreme Lord can be realized by the manifestation of his potencies. And his potencies have been manifested everywhere. Who can deny? But we do not have that kind of little intelligence even to know that really these are his potencies. Even though he describes in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and elsewhere, we fail. Some thinkers which are called naturalists, like Rabindranath Tagore, he was in praise with the manifestation of the material nature. Alright? But beyond that, he was thinking he cannot be seen, so he must be impersonal. But here, If we are persons, why cannot our maker is person? They cannot think further. The Vedas describe the absolute truth can be represented in three different forms because they yield different kinds of realizations of the absolute. But absolute is existing in the three phases. Vadanti tattva vidastattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti parmatmeti bhagavan iti shabda. The seekers of the truth, they realize the absolute truth can be perceived in three phases. One is called Brahman, second is called Paramatma, and third is called Bhagavan. In other words, impersonal, localized, and the Supreme Personality. Supreme Personality is transcendental. Absolute is transcendental, of which we are part and parcel. How come we are confined and not liberated and become come into our own constitutional transcendental position? So our belief system will not help. We have to follow strictly the line of disciplic succession where the absolute truth has been revealed and remain faithful. And Krishna will reveal within the heart, because he is the localized aspect, standing in 400 form, standing on a lotus. That is called expansion of Shirodakshaya Vishnu. In Hinduism, we do not know even the details of how many Vishnus are there. We are not taught because we are too engrossed in karmakanda. Some are engaged in jnana kanda. Only a few are engaged in upasana kanda. But fewer than the fewest are in bhakti. And bhakti gives the result. If we are on the right track of performance of the process, which is perfect in nature, and it has been described by Narada Muni and Narada Bhakti Sutras, it is described in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna himself, moreover it has been described by Devahuti Kapil Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam, and again in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna describes himself to Uddhava. There is no difference. Even Prahlad Maharaj, the little boy, describes the principles of bhakti. So, worship is one of the anga of bhakti. And the method of worship is still prevailing in South India, and we are trying to understand that. So the influence of that is there. But again, so many mix-ups will be there. But bhakti tattva has to be coming either through Ramanuja Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, or Madhvacharya and Madhva Sampradaya, what we call Rudra Sampradaya. It was given to Lord Shiva, but not in form of Adi Shankar. Lord Shiva was the first recipient, and in other Puranas these are mentioned, that Lord Shiva was expert in performance of bhakti. And therefore, there are conversations available between Lord Shiva and his consort Parvati. And they are of very, very important things. Then we understand that because there is no disciplic succession, instead of seminal succession is there, then it will be coming in a little what we call extinction. The methodology will become extinct. Because everybody is exposed to the effect of Kali, that is a destroying agent of Krishna himself. So the idea is that the three sampradayas are very, very valid. Other is not growing. It is confined to certain section of the society. So for example, Vallabha Sampradaya, which was actually representing Vishnu Swami or Rudra Sampradaya. But after he left, his household took over. So instead of Guru Shishya Parampara that is supposed to carry the absolute truth by realization from the spiritual master to the disciple, it has been confined only to the family. Everybody is not getting the benefit of becoming philosophically realized. So the idea is that there is a strict methodology, but the rest, they are hanging to the Karmakanda section. But Karmakanda is not a liberating section, where we are supposed to do any performance for the pleasure of the Lord, which is called yajna. Because the actions of yajna for the pleasure of yajna arthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandana tadartham karma kaunte mukta sanga samaj. Only for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord one must perform his activity in total sacrifice. That will save him from freeing from his entanglement with the karma. Anything else? Anyatra lokoyam karma bandha. Throughout the humanity, anything besides that will be karma bandha. Whether it is a religious activity, it comes under religious activity, but it is not freeing. It might give us some higher elevation to the Svargaloka, or Pitruloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, and Svargaloka. But these are higher planetary advantages, but again, Abrahma Bhuvanan Loka, Pundaravati Narjuna. When the results of our pious activity performed in this human form of life will be exhausted by observance of our lifestyle in Svargaloka. Imagine if you go to Lord Indra's, Loka. There are so many sense gratification activities available. But Shire Punya Martya Loke Vishanti. When our pious activities are exhausted by utilizing in our enjoyment, we have to come back and start all over again in the Martya Loke. Means this is Martya Loke. So our activities are not fructifying for the ultimate result as part and parcel of the Supreme. Rather, we are coming in the cycle of birth and death. We gladly say that we Hindus believe in reincarnation. But how long are you going to reincarnate? How long? Do you want to come again and see this Kali Yuga more advanced, you will be more happier. So we should try to understand something by utilizing our mode of goodness devoted to the devatas, and try to understand from them that they are always holding the chanting beads. Lord Shiva holds, Brahma holds. If two, the great leaders are holding, why we cannot hold chanting beads? If they are chanting the name of the Purushas, the Purushavatar, or they themselves, you know, want to get into their original form. Srimad Bhagavatam says that Lord Shiva is a transformation of Vishnu when Vishnu desires to interact with the mode of ignorance. Thus, he became a gunavatar, controller of mode of ignorance, controller of false ego. But he doesn't have false ego himself. We have to understand that he is controlling everybody's false ego. Doesn't mean he's pampering us. Otherwise, why he would tell the Prachetas, the 10 sons of King Prachin Varhi, who was a Prajapati in the line of Brahma. Prajapati, Prachin Varhi told all his sons to go and become Prajapati and start begetting children, instead of taking up the command of their father. They straight went to Bindu Sarovar for austerities. Where Lord Shiva was performing, Bindu Sarovar is the place where Lord Shiva performing his austerities. In his austerities are glorifying the Supreme Lord. So when they were approaching, Lord Shiva was coming up. And seeing these 10 sons, Lord Shiva said, "Ha ha, look at that. I know you boys. Who are you? And I know why are you coming here. All glories to you." Because before becoming a Prajapati, there is a system in which, still valid in our culture, that we celebrate in Kalyanotsavam. We celebrate in marriage, a holy matrimonial, where the groom is supposed to be Vishnu form and the bride is Lakshmi. And the people have to invite them, respect them, and offer their homage. Instead, they make a game of dowry. So the idea is that some of the things which are placed in with a perverted thing, we do not follow Lord Shiva correctly. It is said in Vishnu Sahasranam in the Mahatmyam that if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Shivalaya in front of Lord Shiva, will be so pleased, he will dance and he will promote you to live in Vrindavan. Not this kind of Vrindavan, or what is the reflection of the Vrindavan after Lord Krishna departed. Krishneswadhamo bhagate dharma jnana divisa. When Krishna left, he took his dharma, he took his jnana also. So, kalavrashtra drashamesha purano argo atunodita. People lost the eyesight of seeing and following dharma. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is like brilliant sun, will give the sight to reveal the absolute truth. So, Lord Shiva knows that, what is the origin of Vrindavan. There are a lot of discussions available in the literatures, other Puranas, Vishnu Puran is there, even Devi Bhagavatam starts with Golok Vrindavan, the original Vrindavan story. And material world is said to be the reflection of it. But we do not grasp the essence. In Kali Yuga, we lost the sight. We are so helpless that we do not know our reality, and we do not strive to get fullest benefit for even the conclusive literatures which has been realized by sages, starting from Ali Shankara in our modern history, then Ramanuja, then Madhvacharya, then even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we follow in the footsteps of realized person who are the stalwarts to take this education, so it is available. We should practice and elevate our piety and make a conclusion of within this lifetime. There is no denial. Even if we leave halfway, we are given guarantee to begin from where we left over. Suchitam simatam gehe yogo brashta vijayate. We are little feeble particle. We are easily swayed away. That's why we are called marginal potency. Even the spiritual nature, but confined by the laws of material nature. And it is difficult to come out from. So we try to advance through taking help of some. But understanding that they are all subservient to the Supreme Will. So we must progress towards what is the Supreme Will of the Lord. Read Bhagavad Gita. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are here to promote all of you. And may Krishna bless you. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Any great personalities, we have to respect them, but at the same time they cannot be worshipped in front of the Supreme Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead. They are recipients, they are also part of the creation that help us to advance. Just like a guru or an acharya is also having the material body, but he conveys the spiritual thing. So therefore, we respect them as good as Krishna. It is Krishna who is Vande Krishnam Jagat Guru, the original teacher, is the Lord Himself. So, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you very much.